The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I want to give a reminder to all of us, first myself, about the significance of the time that we are just entered. Inshallah, if Allah gives us life, the night of Dhul Qa'dah begins tonight, and it's the first of the haram months, the very special spiritual months. When we say they are haram months, it is because it is forbidden in Islam for the Muslims to launch a war against the enemies of Allah in this month. That's how serious this month is. Tonight, inshallah, meaning after Maghrib and then tomorrow, will be the birth celebration of Lady Masuma, Sayyida Masuma. Now, shortly after that, in this same month, we're going to have the birthday of her brother, Imam al-Ridha, alayhi salam. Now, what we learn from the Urafa, these are the teachings of the Urafa, is that from tonight, brothers and sisters, if you have tawfiq, this is the time where you want to begin a spiritual exercise. It's called a 40th. A 40th. In this 40th, which starts from tonight till the end of this month, and then it continues for the first 10 days of the next month, this 40th. You want to have a 40th, and remember, because these days coincide with the time when Nabi Musa spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, communion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that 40th. Now, you want to have a special spiritual 40th. What are some of the things that the Urafa want us to focus on? Inshallah, I'm going to mention five of the things that are good for us to focus on for these 40 days, if we can. 40 days. The first one is to avoid sin, if possible. To make sure that for these 40 days, we make sure that we can avoid sin. The hadith of the Prophet is this. He says this, Man akhlasa lillah 40 yawman. Whoever can, for the sake of Allah, have ikhlas, we're going to focus on ikhlas, have ikhlas for 40 days, fajjarallah yana'bi al-hikmah min qalbih ala lisanih. God will make the wells of wisdom flow from your heart and then come on your tongue. 40 days. Now, what do we do for these 40 days, starting from tonight? The first thing is to try and avoid sin. The Urafa say, in our own personal lives, you and I might see there is one area where I struggle, so I want to avoid all sins. They say, pay particular attention, and this month, to those sins that you know, this is an area that I struggle with, and they say, don't do this. Some people, when they think, because they hear, do haram, or avoid the haram, and do the wajibat. Very quickly, salat, fasting, hijab, okay, that's it. They say that there's a lot of sins, a lot of wajibat. How am I supposed to interact with others? There's major sins that are committed by the tongue. We've talked about some of them before. We talked about the sin of namima. Namima means that I go over and I say the truth. This brother said this about you. This sister, it's true. I cause fitna. I break the hearts of people. I'm telling the truth. There's sins. What the Urafa say is don't think, that's easy. I wear hijab. I make salat. So, no. Wajibat, they're not. Check, look. Our muhasabah, brothers and sisters, should be on point this month. Are there any sins that I know are sins that I'm not supposed to do? Number one, because our interactions with our brothers and sisters, our family members, things like doing al-amr bil ma'ruf wa nahyan al munkar. Some people, salat I'll do. Okay, well, what about the other sins? Amr bil ma'ruf. Somebody's doing a mistake. That's one. Number two is ikhlas, brothers and sisters. We heard the hadith, man akhlasa lillah. They say ikhlas over here, this is from the Urafa. Ikhlas over here, the first level of ikhlas is what they want from us. What's the first level of ikhlas? Ikhlas when it comes to performing the wajibat and staying away from haram. Ikhlas in amal. That's what's mentioned. Ikhlas in amal. So we want to make sure that we do that. Number three. Brothers and sisters, they say in addition to looking out for the halal and haram, making sure that that's the first step, ikhlas in amal, they say we should exercise our spiritual demons for these 40 days. What does that mean? Sometimes you and I have realized there's a certain akhlaqi trait that I have. Haram and halal, I'm trying to avoid. Is there, they say, for instance, they give the example. For instance, I'm a jealous person. Sometimes, if you are doing a little bit of introspection, I might find that one of the areas I struggle with is jealousy. I see you have a ni'mah. In my heart of hearts, I wish Allah would take that ni'mah. Jealousy. They say arrogance. In my heart of hearts, I see myself head and shoulders above others. The other day we were talking about su'udhan. When a mu'min does something, I read the tea leaves. What is it you were trying to do? Su'udhan. There's different. So if we have realized that this is an area where I struggle, this is my struggle, then in addition to that, focusing on that for this month, trying to rid ourselves of these diseases for these 40 days. Next. Number four, brothers and sisters, is our Islamic social life. And there's two components to this. Sometimes you and I have a large circle of friends. Some of those friends are people who remind us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of our duty to God. They remind us of these things. Pray, fast, those kind of friends. Other friends are friends when we're around them, they're people of ghafla. Normally, if I hang around them, they're people of sin. I'll end up sinning. I'll end up committing sins. I'll end up doing wrong things. I should limit my interaction with those individuals to the amount that's necessary. To the amount that's necessary. It doesn't mean I'm going to go off in the cave. I'm not going to ever talk. No, I have family. Everybody's not the same. But the people who encourage ghafla, sin, and then extra hangout time. No, for these 40 days, I want to try to avoid that. The Urafa mentioned another very important point, though. It doesn't mean, this is the difference between true irfan and fake irfan. It does not mean that we avoid doing our social responsibilities. In true irfan, it's not about running off in the hills. I don't have anything to do to dunya. I stay away from people. People commit sins. I'm in my house. No, no. Right through the dunya. Number five is very interesting. The Urafa say no matter what happens, never despair. Let's say I was trying for these 40 days. And then a mistake happened. For some people, if they make a mistake, from then on, it's spiritual free fall. What is that? Yes. Despair. I lose hope. I was trying. I was pushing. I was careful. 10 days, 15 days, 20 days. And then a sin happened. I went back to a habit. Despair. What if I say never despair? Never despair. You keep pushing. Allah is there. Allah will help.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen Show.
شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صابر مجيد صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.